Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back. We got a lot to cover this hour, Al. A more coddling of Carson Wentz in Indy.
Okay.
We'll have that story for you. We also have Danny Green, who will return for two more years of analyzing our behavior as fans.
Can't wait for that. Thank you for that.
And, ladies and gentlemen, I hereby declare the end of a one-hour test I have conducted designed to determine if anyone is watching the Phillies right
now.
Yes. Okay.
This is the flagship station of that baseball team, and they're involved in an extraordinary, bizarre, granted, but still extraordinary pennant race. Al, it's August, and they're a game and a half out of first place.
Yeah.
The previous night, a praying mantis stayed on Victor Robles' head in center field for the entire ninth inning.
And he told it how many outs there were.
And no one called with it the whole morning. So he said this morning before the show, I got together with our producer, Joe Wechter. I said, Joe, let's see if anybody for the first hour mentions a legend who was a regular on this show named Butch Romaniak. Because Butch Romaniak in the fourth inning was featured. And here's Tom McCarthy acknowledging the presence in Washington of Butch Romaniak.
Visit Toyota.com to find your 2021 RAV4 Toyota today. Toyota, let's go Phils. I wonder if Butch Romaniak took the RAV4 down to D.C. Raising the roof, Butch.
And he is doing the motion. Did anyone see Butch? The man is an American legend. I get emails every day about him, Al.
Bingo.
A few even praise him.
Yeah.
Not all.
I couldn't believe it. I was watching. I said, no.
Butch, he called Billy before he had left, and he went, I'm trying to decide what I'm going to do in this gift from God today. Because every day he wakes up, and then he decides how he's going to have fun. He said, I'm considering going to D.C. He went. He got in. He got great seats, right?
Down by the dugout.
He was near the dugout.
First base,
you can get
like
great seats at those games.
You can.
Yeah.
I've done.
All right. But nobody saw Butch Romaniak.
Maybe they're trying not
to
see him.
Al, nobody saw the insect the day before.
Oh.
Do people know what Butch looked like?
The insect.
Oh, my God, Al.
All right, he has beady eyes like the insect, but otherwise it doesn't look alike. The insect, praying mantis, is very slim. Anyway, on the line to help us with both the Eagles, the Deshaun Watson story, and the Phillies is the great Kevin Cootie from Philly Voice. Hi, Kevin Cootie.
I'm planning my trip to Canada if Butch is an American legend, by the way.
I don't need your commentary on Butch, Kevin. I need your commentary on the Phillies. They're in a race now. Do you sense anything building here? We got a huge series this weekend. Are the fans getting back into it?
No, it's Eagle season. I mean, I hate saying it, but I mean, a team that's a couple games over 500 in a bad division, I don't think people are really all that excited because they know the flaws here. Now, if you go and sweep the Mets, it might be different, but I just don't think after, a 9-year playoff drought that this is a smart town. And I think people understand what's a legitimate race and what's kind of a artificial one. And I think that's kind of where the fans are. The fans are in a show-me mode. And three wins over a Nationals team that's basically a Triple-A team at this point is not going to cut it.
All right, but then what will it take? I mean, I've been doing this long enough to know if you were a game out in August, game and a half out, normally the fans are in it. Now, things are changing over the past 10 years or so. But what will it take? If they're in first base, if they sweep the Mets, are they in it?
Yeah, I think people will get a little more in it. Here's a problem, Ange, and it's one of those things I'm looking over the schedule. This is their last home division series coming up this weekend.
Wow.
They don't play anybody else in this division at home the rest of the way. I think they have five road series against them. But for fans here, this is the last time you're going to see anybody that you're going to be going directly up against. I mean, afterwards, they get the Dodgers in here, they get the Brewers in here, but there's not a lot of division games to kind of get that engine cranking that people get excited about. Look, they're in the race. I think if they sweep the Mets this weekend, maybe on Monday morning, there's a bit of a bit more energy. But at this point, I think people understand that there is a ceiling for this team, and maybe that ceiling is getting beat by Gabe Kapler in the first round of playoffs.
All right. Why do you ever have to go to the worst case scenario, Kev?
Because I love driving you crazy.
Well, that works. But, Kev, here's the thing. All right. I'm with you that they're not going to just buy right back in. But I thought a big test for the organization was last week at the trade deadline, when they easily could have just let it slide because they knew they weren't that good. But Dave Dombrowski made some moves that indicated they were not in any way giving up. They got Kyle Gibson. They got Ian Kennedy. I like that they got back Freddie Galvez. These weren't mega moves, but they were saying to the fan base, we're in this and we're trying, and the fans didn't buy. So I'm just trying to understand why it's so much of a harder sell now than it was 10 years ago.
Because I think that when you look at it, and look, I agree with you. I thought that Dombrowski, given the amount of things he had in the minor leagues, which was not a lot, and able to turn a fading Spencer Howard prospect into two holes that should fill your roster right now, and obviously identifying Galvez to solidify the defense once he gets back off the injured list, I thought it was really good week. But when you're not in the Chris Bryant sweepstakes and when you're not in the Craig Kimbrel sweepstakes and you see those players moved, I think that's where you get some people who naturally kind of roll their eyes and, the Phillies are going in the bargain basement hunting again. And I think that's unfair. I think what I think it will take for this team to become a legitimate big conversation point in this town is going to be, quite honestly, the farm system developing enough that the Phillies could go play in those markets again. And it's not even about payroll anymore, because your payroll's high.
Yeah.
It's a matter of being able to sustain a contender by doing things that make you identify with the group. The one thing about that 08, the 07 to 11 era was the core members of that group were all homegrown, and people felt a connection to them. That's not going to happen again with this group, because you don't have that type of bond. You haven't seen them kind of grow up together. And the other part is that you don't feel like that this group really could do anything significant.
Or because Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail stole money for 5 years and somehow are still here stealing additional funding. Let me move to the Eagles. Kev, it's a new world with social media and all these hot take guys, but a non-hot take guy from CBS at 10:52 last night tweeted out that talks between the Eagles and Houston are heating up. There are still some hurdles to clear, but both sides are attempting to come to an agreement in a trade for Deshaun Watson. How can you tell when it's a guy sending something out and hoping for the best and a guy who's got it locked down? Does this sound real to you?
I'm sure there's conversations. I mean, I think Billy has said this in the past, that the conversation, the most serious conversations are the ones that you never hear about, the ones that never get leaked out. So I think, you know, you're right. It depends on a lot of factors, but I would still be surprised if the Eagles make the move right now. I really would, because there's so many hurdles that have to be overcome and so many legal questions that have to be answered about Deshaun Watson that to kind of throw, you know, both first round picks, presumably you would have to throw the Colts conditional pick in.
Yeah.
For a guy that you don't know you're going to have, you know, for a full year, or if he's looking at legal charges down the road, I personally just don't think that's going to happen. And at this point, so I think it's probably somebody just throwing something against the wall and seeing if it sticks.
All right, but Al Morganti made the best point on this show so far. I'll repeat it. He has no idea.
How do you do that?
Al said, Kevin, what Al said is, the Eagles could stop this with a statement.
Yeah,
all they, one of these the guys just have to come out. The owner just got to come out and said, we love Jalen Hurts. We have no interest in making a move right now. He's our quarterback, and they won't do it. Why won't they do it? They must be something. There must be some hesitancy to commit to Jalen Hurts, to allow all these rumors to just keep floating around week after week, month after month.
Well, but has Howie ever been the type who's come out and said, this is our plan, we're locked in, and away
Wentz.
Well, yeah, and then he changed patterns on that.
But it took forever.
It took Wentz basically saying, I want out. I can't believe that the Eagles are ever going to say Jalen Hurts is our quarterback. I just don't. I think when you had Nick Sirianni on yesterday, and he was talking about the, you know, he's a great character kid, and da 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 da. It was almost, you know, and I heard the camera mention this later in the day. It was almost like describing the girlfriend that has the great personality. And it's an accurate statement. Why they don't commit to him is they don't really believe in him, but. You know, the fact that they won't commit to him as the starter over Joe Flacco to me, is ridiculous.
I don't get it. I don't understand what they're doing with this. But yeah, bottom line on Deshaun Watson, Kevin, they listen to you. Do you ever want him to wear an Eagles uniform?
No.
Do you need more time to think over your answer?
No. And I mean, Angelus, this is going to get a little deep. But I also look at all the great work that the Eagles have done with different groups in this community, especially promoting women and women's causes and women's groups and everything.
Well, they love to tell you how many women are in the front office there more than any other NFL team.
And so if you're going to do that, if you're going to do that before this case has a natural end, okay, then don't ever talk to me about that ever again. Don't ever be hypocritical. Don't talk about how your values and your core values and all that, and then you're going to just – you're going to take a guy who, yeah, he could be completely innocent, but you got to let the process play out. And if you decide to jump the gun on that, then that kind of shows what your core values are.
Kevin Cooney, as always, making sense. Read him in Philly voice. He's awesome. Thank you, Kev.
Thanks, Angela.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.